Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us for today's program is our newest family practice physician, Dr. Adam Swisher. Before we meet with Dr. Swisher, I do have a few announcements I'd like to share. The first Webster City Community Blood Drive for the year is scheduled for tomorrow, January 8th, from 12:30 to 5:30. It will be in the boardroom at Van Deest Medical Center. Appointments are encouraged. You can call 800-287-4903 or go online to lifeservebloodcenter.org. Donate blood and you will receive a Scooter's cookie and a coupon for 20% off a purchase in the hospital gift shop. Again, the next Webster City Community Blood Drive is scheduled tomorrow from 12:30 to 5:30, and I do want to mention that walk-in appointments are welcome. Secondly, very excited to announce, and I have shared on previous programs, we are thrilled to welcome Dr. Somacetti to our team in the surgery department at Van Deest Medical Center. Dr. Somacetti is a general orthopedic surgeon. He has over 25 years of clinical experience and has worked in a variety of practice settings. As a general orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Somacetti treats hips, knees, hands, shoulders. He will be doing joint replacement surgeries in our hospital and arthroscopic surgeries. Dr. Somacetti is now seeing patients. You can call 515-832-7746 to schedule your appointment today. And lastly, I want to mention it's not too late to make a donation. The Van Deest Medical Center Foundation has launched its annual giving campaign. We do invite community members and partners to invest in local healthcare that directly impacts the communities we serve. This year's campaign is focused on our new orthopedic service line. Funds raised will support these expanded services and bringing this advanced technology close to home. The annual giving campaign celebrates the power of generosity and what can be achieved together. Every contribution, regardless of the size, helps strengthen healthcare access and supports the meaningful work that we do. You can go online on our website to vandeestmc.org to make a donation and to learn more about the Van Deest Medical Center Foundation. And with that, we are ready to start into our program. It's the first program of the new year, and it's a perfect time to welcome and introduce our newest family practice physician, Dr. Adam Swisher. Good morning to you, Dr. Swisher.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on. I look forward to this meeting and getting started with Van Deest.
We are so excited to have you, so thank you for taking the time. Let's start by just getting to know you. Maybe talk a little bit about yourself, your background, education, and experience, if you will.
It sounds great. Growing up, I always knew I wanted to go into medicine. Both my parents were x-ray techs, and Iowa City initially is where they met and started. My grandfather was a diabetic, and he was actually one of the first open heart recipients at the University of Iowa. And because of his health, my parents moved back locally to Eagle Grove and started a family at that time. And neither one of them became x-ray technicians. They both went different ways in careers. Later on, as my siblings and I got older, my dad actually became a paramedic and worked as a volunteer with the Belmont Ambulance Service.
Okay.
Actually, all my siblings and myself, we all chose a path actually in medicine.
Great.
To some aspect. I really enjoyed sports growing up. Played a lot of high school sports and chose to do my undergraduate at Central College in Pella, where I played football. And actually, in college and starting out in med school, I thought I was going to be an orthopedic surgeon, loved sports medicine. I thought that was going to be my path until later on in residency, we're doing rotations. I needed more variety per se than what I was getting with ortho. And so that's why I went into family medicine. After Central College, I went to Des Moines University, and that's where I got my doctorate from. And then I did residency in Mason City, Iowa. At that time, the only residency program there was family medicine. And so we did everything. It was actually one of the top five in the country for rural health care. And so it was a great place to be, and we had great experience. Des Moines University, some people ask, well, why? One reason actually is I got accepted early to Des Moines University. As a freshman in college, I was accepted. I interviewed and did well with that, which was fantastic, which kept me from having to go to other places and do multiple interviews. And Des Moines was where I knew I wanted to go. Growing up, I had a great family practice doc that was local, Dr. Mike Witters, and he went to Des Moines University. Mm-hmm. And then his daughter, Dr. Amanda Tu, went to Des Moines University. My older brother, John, went to Des Moines University. And so that's I knew that's where I wanted to go. It was more hands-on approach to medicine. It was more not just prescribing medications, but also being able to use touch as a way to heal. Mm-hmm. And that's where the allopathic medicine versus osteopathic medicine, that's one of their biggest differences. And so I went to Des Moines University and then did residency at Mason City and finished in 2011. And then looking for careers, I thought about a couple of different places that I might want to go. And my wife and I had an opportunity with Stuart Memorial out of Lake City. And it seemed like the right fit at that time. And so I did family medicine in Gowrie, but also my first 5 years I did basically normal general practice where I did OB and did deliveries at the hospital, worked in the ER and worked also as a hospitalist where we took coverage for all three things when we were on call. And after about 5 years, we had four kids that were pretty young. We were missing a lot of firsts and seconds. And because of my being gone so often, I decided to step out of that role, just do focus on family medicine, but I went more into the administrative side of healthcare, where I saw cardiac rehab patients. I read stress tests. I was part of the quality committee, part of the ACO. I spent some time with Unity Point 4 Dodge, because at that time, Stuart Memorial, and still is, a Unity Point affiliate. Mm-hmm. And so I'd bring information over from the OSC, the Organized System of Care, which talks about the ACO from an organizational standpoint. I took that back to Lake City so we could work on our quality metrics and have a little bit of an advantage and a heads up on things that were changing early on. And then in 2018, there was an opening for hospice, and hospice was always very near to my heart. It was something that one of my attending physicians back in Mason City as a resident had me work with him on, Dr. Clark, who was actually from Clarion originally. He also practiced in Forest City, but hospice and palliative care were really important to him, and I spent a lot of time with him. So in 2018, when that opening came up, I applied for that and started with hospice in February of 2018. And I continued doing hospice as well as working in the Gowrie Clinic until 2020. Dr. Cole was a friend of mine, very near to my heart. He was the first hospice medical director, and he sought me out and wanted to recruit me. He basically told me he wanted to retire at some point and said, I need you to come and replace me. And so things had changed. My kids were getting older and doing a lot of driving. And I said, okay, yep, this is the time. Because even when I started in Lake City and doing OB and ER, we always lived here in Fort Dodge. And so we were driving. And so it was the right opportunity. And so I started the Second Avenue Clinic, Unity Point, in 2020. And continued to do hospice until I transitioned here this year.
Very good. You know, and I listened to your background, such well-rounded experience, which is really critical for rural healthcare. So it's wonderful what you bring to the position.
You know, and that it was interesting because I interviewed at different residency places, and I always knew that I wanted to do a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And growing up, that was my family practitioner, Dr. Witters. He did a little bit of everything. And I knew I wanted that experience. And when I interviewed for residency programs, that was one of the things, being a top five, being close to home, being in Mason City, it was a perfect fit. I interviewed at Mayo, and afterwards, when I turned them down, they asked me why. Why did you turn Mayo Clinic down?
Yeah, it's Mayo.
It's Mayo. And I said, well, A, you guys are focused more on bigger town, bigger medicine. And B, I'd have to drive to different places, different towns to get the experience, where Mason City, I could do it all. Right, and when I wanted to be able to do a little bit of everything, it was a perfect fit. Even when I was interviewing at Mayo, one of the attendings for the residency program there said, whoa, you want to do this and that and all these different things and wear all these different hats. And she's like, maybe you should focus on a few things and not do quite as many. And that was one of those things that my eyes just opened up, that now in a small town, you got to be able to do a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do colonoscopies. I wanted to do deliveries. I wanted to do colposcopies. And it was one of those things that was important to me. And in small towns, you kind of need to, because not only are you a family practice doc, but you're also the specialist for patients that can't drive.
Right.
And so even from the start, I was treating cancer patients that couldn't leave town, that had maybe been seen at Mayo, where I would co-manage with Mayo Oncology or pulmonology or cardiology. And it was one of those things that I wanted to be able to give great care to patients that they didn't have to drive or feel like they had to drive, or if they couldn't get somewhere, we were going to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's kind of the beauty of family practice, though, is you are seeing patients across the life spectrum. And so you do have to know a little bit about all of those touch points. And it could be from the very young to seniors to everything in between, and what they're experiencing, and the screenings that are recommended, you know. And hey, let's face it, we know that there's a high occurrence of cancer in all ages. And so having that experience, I think, is just, gosh, such an advantage for you in your position as we've welcomed you to a family practice clinic once again.
Well, I love the opportunity. And you know, and that's also part of why I went into family medicine, is it wasn't just about the patient. It was about the family.
Yeah.
You know, and here in town, as well as when I was in Gowrie, it was, I would see the mom. I would see the dad. I would see the grandparents. I would see the kids.
And the kids.
I would see the great-grandkids.
Yes.
And getting to know the patients and knowing the family, you can better treat that patient as mm-hmm. well. I always tell patients, hey, you know, go and ask these questions. Go find out family history, because the more I know about family history, the better I can take care of you. Patients often laugh and ask me, well, should I go home on Thanksgiving break and talk to my parents? I said, yeah, please do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
find out.
Go talk to them at the holidays. Sit down with them. Ask those mm-hmm. questions, because the more that you know about their health, the better I can make sure that we're taking care of you.
It's so true. And we talk about continuity of care in family practice, and that is beyond just seeing patients in the clinic. It's seeing them in the hospital. And so that is just such a valuable piece of it too, when you do see generations of family members and then are caring for them throughout the different healthcare settings in which they need to be cared. So
absolutely. And that's it's just a blessing. It's just something that, you know, I look forward to coming to work each day because of that, and hearing about the experiences. And even some of the kids that I delivered when I first started, now they're going off to college and starting to get degrees, and just seeing those changes, mm-hmm. you know, and being a part of their life. I always tell patients that, you know, I'm here, but medicine is not just about prescribing medications. It's about being part of their life and being part of that journey with them. And I always tell them, you know, I'm a part of your journey as well as you're a part of mine. That, mm-hmm. you know, it's that connection, it's that bond that you have with those patients.
It is. It's that trusted relationship, and it is so key. And again, we're so fortunate to have you on our team. What led you to Van Deese Medical Center? Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. I actually spent a number of months with Dr. Sebastian and Dr. O'Neill in Webster City. Mm-hmm. Knew them well, actually with experience practicing hospice, different things. You know, he and I would talk. I was also in charge at Unity Point of their medical students. And so if things changed and I needed a medical student to be placed for a different specialty or different things, I'd call him up.
Sure.
And actually, even before I took the job, I called him up and said, well, what do you think? What do you think? And I always thought the world of Dr. Sebash and his opinions, and I love Dr. O'Neill as well, and Dr. Sue. Being local, I always knew about Webster City. I knew about Van Deese. You know, I was actually there in Webster City at the old hospital before it became Van Deese. Mm-hmm. And spending time with Dr. Sebash, I got to know more about the town and the philosophy of the hospital system, more than just a big, huge system. Over the summers, my kids are very into sports. I have four kids, but my oldest plays baseball for St. Edmund. And Dr. Nguyen, his youngest son, graduated last year. So we were at baseball games together, and we talked quite a bit about practice and family medicine and changes that were going on. And he's a great guy. And Dr. Burkett, he's been in town and a practitioner for a number of years. His grandkids are really good friends of my youngest two kids. I've met him and talked with him on multiple occasions, and it just seemed like it was going to be a great fit, that I liked the idea of the philosophy. It's about seeing patients, taking care of patients wherever they're at, whatever walk of life they're in. And it was one of those things that when the opportunity came around, I thought it was going to be a great fit for me.
And I think it is.
Thank you.
We are very excited. It's like you were a part of the family before you even joined. And so we're very thrilled to have you. Let's talk a little bit about your practice for people mm-hmm. that don't know. You're obviously not a new face to residents in and around Fort Dodge and the area, even though you're new to us. But your practice, what types of patients do you see? What are the demographics of your practice?
I love that question. Because again, I consider myself a generalist. I do a little bit of everything, and mm-hmm. that's the part that I enjoy. From newborn care all the way up through all walks of life, through geriatrics, end of life care. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy sports medicine. Having four kids that participate in a lot of sports, I've coached throughout the years. Football, I coached at St. Ed's. My son, like I said, will be graduating this year. And so I got to enjoy 4 years of high school football, helping coach the Gales. And with that, I see a lot of the student athletes, a lot of the friends at senior high, St. Ed's, different schools, and take care of a lot of the sports-related injuries. I work fairly closely with the athletic trainers at CNOS because of a lot of those school-related sports. Mm-hmm. But I was at those events, and if someone got hurt, they would come and find me in the stands if I wasn't coaching. And so it was one of those things that I really enjoyed. My older brother, that's actually his forte, is sports medicine. He does sports medicine in Mason City. Like I said, growing up, I always figured and thought that I was going to be an orthopedic surgeon. And it was one of those things that the sports medicine aspect, I never lost the love for that. So I really enjoy doing that. I enjoy doing dermatology things. I do different biopsies. I'll do them right in the office. I do osteopathic medicine, so I do some manipulations. Again, I don't make a practice of doing it all the time, but in certain situations, absolutely, and mm-hmm. it's very beneficial. I work closely with a lot of the chiropractors as well, with a lot of the patients, co-managing with them. Pediatrics, young adults, women's health, cardiovascular. I do a lot of cardiology things. I do a lot of diabetes. Again, a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. people ask, you know, are there certain things you enjoy better than others? Well, no, I like the variety.
Yeah.
I like being able to do a little bit of everything and offering a little bit of things to patients.
Well, as someone in my position, it's fantastic to hear because I'm hearing all these topics and I'm like, oh, yes, there's a radio show. We can talk about that. We can do a program about that. So I love that you are just very well experienced in a variety of healthcare topics and conditions. So for new patients, what would you want them to know about you and how you practice medicine?
You know, growing up, I really praise my parents for how they raised us. You know, it's about ethics and morals. And actually, when I was beginning practice, one of the local cardiologists called me up on the phone. And of course, it was always doctor. And it was Dr. Wilds, Dr. Dan Wilds, before he left. And he yelled at me a few times because I would always call him Dr. Wilds. And he yelled at me and said, call me Dan. And it was about that respect, you know, and having respect for others. And I would kind of laugh and say, I'm so sorry. Okay, Dan. And he was one of the guys that really enjoyed how I practiced and a lot of referrals. If patients didn't have a PCP, it was sent into me, you know, in my early years starting in Gowrie. But for patients, I would tell them, you know, I am what you see. You know, I'm truthful. I'm honest. You know, I'm going to give you my opinion, and I'm not going to try to sugarcoat things. I'm going to try to make sure that I'm as real as possible so you understand. But also, I'm understanding of your opinions, where if there's certain things that you don't want done, I understand. And I'm not going to be one of those providers that says, no, you're doing this or doing that. Because again, we all have choices and opportunities. But as a provider, I'm also very detail-oriented. I like to review all the tests, all the images. I like to find all the data and make sure that we have a complete picture. And so patients, I often joke that I'm a little OCD, that I really pay attention to those details. And they'll probably agree with you that, yeah, I am, where I'm going through things. And a lot of the patients love that because they know that if they go somewhere and get some information, or maybe they don't completely understand some of that information, that I'll have it and that I'll be able to give them my best opinion on what's going on and what they need to do, and be able to basically complete that circle, where a lot of times patients will see different specialists and they may have part of a picture where I get that information and I'm able to complete that and work with them on improving their care. And again, like I talked a little bit about before, it's part of that patient's journey, where I want that patient to feel that they're appreciated, that they're valued, and that I'm part of their experience as much as they're a part of mine, that it's going to be a team. And it's not just one way, and it's not just about medication, that it's about life's journey together.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you for sharing. What are you most looking forward to as you're starting your practice here?
You know, meeting the staff. It's a beautiful new building. I love the rooms that I have at the front of the building. They got tinted windows, can't necessarily see out, but growing up in northern Iowa, being an outdoor kind of guy, just that feeling of sunshine is fantastic. And so I love what they did with this building. I love the staff that's here, but getting to work with them and being a part of this fantastic team, I'm just thankful to be here. Being able to use some of the technology, and my hope is to help keep this organization and this group of providers bring great care to patients locally.
Great. So let's make sure we talk about your schedule, your days and hours that you're available here at the clinic in Fort Dodge.
Yep, I'll be here Monday through Friday. Typically Mondays I'll be in the mornings, and then all day Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, like I said before, I do have four kids, that sometimes things change a little bit, but it'll be 4.5 days here in the clinic.
Fantastic. So I need to ask, I can probably guess, though, from what you've shared with our listeners, when you're not seeing patients in the clinic, yes, you have a family, four kids, but let's hear how you spend your free time.
when we get free time, love it. My beautiful wife, Carrie, she is actually a nurse practitioner and does cardiology. And then our four kids, we have one boy and three girls. Love to hang out with the family, spend time, watch movies, play games, go to the lake, go fishing. I love being outside. But a lot of our free time, we spend going to my girls' cheer competitions or sporting events. But when we get the opportunity, just sitting down and relaxing together is one of the best things.
Once again, we're so pleased to welcome you to Van Deese Medical Center and Van Deese Family Health Clinic in Fort Dodge. Thank you for taking the time with us, Dr. Swisher. Great to have the chance to meet you. Thrilled to have you as part of our team.
Well, thanks for having me on. Like I said, I appreciate it. I look forward to the opportunity. There's a bunch of great providers here and in Webster City, and I look forward to being part of their team as well. So thanks for having me on, and I was happy to share and get some information out to different patients and people that these are some of the opportunities that we have here at Van Deese.
So true. We look forward to having you on future programs as well. For our listeners, Dr. Swisher is available to schedule appointments. You can call the Van Deese Family Health Clinic in Fort Dodge. The number is 515-955-9200. Thanks so much for being on the program today.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day and have a great year. I look forward to starting 2026 outright. So
that is right. And I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you so much to our listeners out there. That will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.